TC, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you doing?
Well, I guess you know you're not the superintendent of schools unless someone's asking for your job. There was a heated meeting last night, which kind of got off topic. The focus was supposed to be on Dwight Rich and its future, and it seemed to get a little bit personal and off topic. Talk about that meeting last night.
Well, it's... We face enormous challenges. We are in unprecedented times. We have unprecedented challenges, and we're grappling at solutions to solve the economic woes that we experience. In doing that, when you have a divergence of opinions, there is, you know, heated moments. There are sharp exchanges, and that's just the process of doing business. That there's nothing wrong with a good exchange and a good debate. At the end of the day, if it produces the desired results. So last night's meeting was. And an effort to move closer towards reaching closure on at least one of the economic challenges, and that's the budget issue.
It seems like you got off topic when someone is asking for your resignation, and I'm speaking of school board member Amy Hodgkin, who asked that. How'd that make you feel, and what'd you think when you heard that?
Well, I think maybe her days were mixed up. Today is April Fool's Day. And so, as I said in the meeting, I'm humored. I'm humored by that kind of representation when we have the challenges that lie ahead. And obviously, it's an indication that one's focus is not on the school district, the challenges, and the kids. And as someone said last night, take the personalities out of this. Get the job done. And my plea was to come together. We have a mission that's unprecedented, so there's going to require unprecedented cooperation and focus and stick-to-itiveness. Which means staying on topic and not veering.
Well, so
at the end of the day, at least I left there feeling that we're going to come together and we're going to tackle these issues together.
We had Georgia Ellis from the PTO from Dwight Rich on the program. She feels that board members like Jack Davis and other administrators have not been forthcoming with the information. There was misinformation out there that led people to believe that Dwight Rich was going to close. She and others feel that this folks wouldn't have jumped to this conclusion had people been forthcoming with information. How do you respond to that?
Our proposal was crystal clear in that we took our proposal to our board and we talked about the consolidation of sites. Our board then said, take it to the community. So we took it and we had a public forum at Dwight Rich. We had parents and others come to that forum, ask questions, get all of the information, and at the end of that session, we had support for moving forward. The proposal, obviously, as I said last night, is not a cost savings proposal as it was intended to be, but it is something good for the kids at the elementary and middle school level, and I urge them to look elsewhere for the significant reductions. There's a misnomer that the closing of schools is the panacea for our budget woes. That is an inaccurate characterization of what you get for school closings. the savings, you know, a $300,000 savings to close an elementary school is a drop in the bucket when you're looking at a $30 million, you know, potential problem. So the budget situation has to extend itself far beyond school closing. Granted, school closing is a small piece of the puzzle, and we need to keep that in perspective. So we've got to start talking about bigger ticket issues if we're going to have any chance of closing that economic gap of projected $25 to $30 million.
All right, Superintendent Wallace, I just have a few seconds left. There's an April 12 deadline for you to decide what to do with Dwight Rich. We obviously will talk more about this. Thanks so much for your time.
You're certainly welcome, Tony. Have a great day.